The owners of Big Boys Toys RV in Nanuse Bay, who experienced a 15-month campaign of defamatory social media posts, have settled with the couple who claimed they were sold a lemon. Lisa Rettel and Marcus Willard have admitted all online allegations they made were not true and have apologized as part of an agreement reached during a mediation process. Rettel and Willard purchased a used RV from Big Boys Toys, owned by Shannon Moore and Ian Moore, in September 2022. Approximately 3 months later, while on a family trip to California, they called the dealership to report a small leak in the vehicle's front windshield. The dealership gave them advice on how to deal with the issue. All customers of Big Boys Toys are provided with a manual created by the dealership, the Moores said. Rettel and Willard later complained again after they reportedly found mold in a cabinet. The dealership advised them to clean up the mold and get a dehumidifier. The couple then started a social media campaign carried out across Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, claiming she and Willard had been sold a lemon by the dealership, which had ruined their vacation and adversely impacted their health. We were called, over the course of the 15 months, everything from gangsters and liars, and in her own words, Big Boys Toys has screwed people over for the last 20 years, Shannon said. Read more. Parksville-based business fined $6,000 over 3 forged occupancy permits. The experience was stressful for Shannon and Ian Moore, as well as their employees and family. They also felt their integrity and the reputation of their business was being damaged. On June 30, Big Boys Toys filed a lawsuit in BC Supreme Court against Willard and Rettel for their statements online. The legal claim was resolved on March 26, and Rettel and Willard both acknowledged that the statements they published were defamatory and untrue in written statements and video apologies. "We were wrong, and we take full responsibility for our improper actions," Rettel said in her written statement. Shannon said the experience is a reminder that there is a real person on the receiving end of malicious statements made online. "It can cause irreparable harm to a business or a person, and I can tell you, Ian and I, this has weighed heavily on us. Emotionally, it's drained us," Shannon said. As part of the settlement, Rettel and Willard agreed to take down all their social media posts about the dealership and replace them with a 2-minute video apology, which must be pinned to the top of the accounts for at least a year. Rettel and Willard also acknowledge they have agreed to compensate Big Boys Toys for costs incurred, to pay them a sum of money to be applied to a charity of their choice.